This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop.
Yeah,
stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical. It's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, welcome to it on a Tuesday, the State of the Union Day. On my way to Washington, the team will be here a little bit later on our way to Washington for the State of the Union, and then the White House on Wednesday. I have a complete report for you. Programming note, our good friend Scott Bertram will be here Wednesday, but I'll be checking in with Scott as we make our way to the White House and give you updates while I can on that morning, but he'll be here, our good friend from Hillsdale College. The big news, I think, besides that today, is clearly that the United States House Intel Committee voted yesterday to seek clearance to publicly release a classified document that alleges bias and counterintelligence abuses in government surveillance of people surrounding President Donald Trump. This memo has been the hot topic for a while. Adam Schiff of California, the ranking Democrat on the House Intel Committee, said the majority Republican panel decided to seek release of the memo on a party line vote. Well, yeah, Adam, that's kind of how those things work. You'd do the same. He's a curiously non-curious individual, isn't he? He doesn't care about it. He hasn't read the memo. He's made a lot of comments about it, but my understanding is he's not read the memo. The Republicans also refused to disclose a competing memo written by Democrats that they say is nothing but a campaign piece. Schiff says it's an effort to circle the wagons around the White House and distract from the Russia probe. What Russia probe? Has something gone on with Russia I'm unaware of? Because please do tell. It's been, what, a year and a half now? What Russia probe? Last I heard, there was an obstruction of justice probe, possibly. But we don't know for sure. We do know that Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, two FBI officials, are mentioned in this memo. At least I believe they are. Andrew McCabe is also mentioned, the now former deputy director of the FBI, who was forced out of his job yesterday, one day after Christopher Wray, the FBI director, viewed this memo and read the memo, abruptly stepping down as the FBI's deputy director, McCabe. He's been the target of criticism by President Trump, but he was also involved in an incident with the White House earlier last year that raised questions about whether he and the Bureau were trying to damage the president. Howard Kurtz writes, Donald Trump, the Press, and the War Over Truth. In that book, I describe events that unfolded last year, beginning with a conversation between McCabe and then White House Chief of Staff. Now listen to this. This is from Howard Kurtz's book, Media Madness. Reince Priebus was chairing a 7:30 a.m. intelligence meeting when one of the participants, Andrew McCabe, asked to speak with him privately. McCabe, the deputy FBI director, closed the door and told Priebus, we want you to know that everything in this New York Times story is bull. The Times had quoted unnamed sources and was reporting that Donald Trump's campaign aides and associates had repeated contacts with senior Russian intelligence officials. At the very same time, CNN was carrying a similar report. And here's McCabe saying it's all BS. Priebus at the time pointed to the three televisions on his office wall. Here's my problem. They're going 24/7. Can the FBI say what you just told me? McCabe said he would have to check. Priebus thought he might come out of it a hero. But a few hours later, McCabe told him the Bureau couldn't start the practice of commenting on newspaper stories or it would never end. Give me a break, Priebus says. I'm getting crushed all over the place. And you won't say publicly what you told me privately? James Comey called later. We really can't do anything about it, the FBI director told Priebus. But Comey said he'd be willing to tell the Senate Intel Committee that the charges were bogus. He was sure its members would repeat that for the cameras. Then a week later, 1 week later, CNN began airing a breaking news story naming Reince Priebus. According to multiple U.S. officials, the network said, the FBI rejected a White House request to publicly knock down media reports about communications between Donald Trump's associates and Russians known to U.S. intelligence. Now, understand what I just explained to you out of this book. Reince Priebus is in a meeting with Andrew McCabe at 7:30 in the morning. They're looking at a story of the New York Times. They're looking at stories on CNN that are all BS, claiming there are multiple associates with repeated contacts with the Russians. Totally false. Fake news, if you will. And Priebus says, you can't tell the world what you just told me in private, that that's all BS. Nope, we can't do that. And later they attack Reince Priebus for allegedly trying to knock down the story. Priebus wasn't trying to knock down the story. He was trying to get Andrew McCabe to tell the truth. And instead, what did McCabe do? He leaked to CNN and others that Reince Priebus tried to get the narrative changed. Yes, Reince Priebus did try to get the narrative changed because the narrative was false, misleading, and unfair to the president and the administration. Of course, Reince Priebus did that. But here's the point. Andrew McCabe is a weasel, a spineless, feckless weasel who's now going to be held to account for what he has done. At least that's my hope. Priebus, of course, was stunned by the implication that he was pressuring law enforcement. He clearly had been set up. And the bigger question is, why was the FBI leaking this information when it was one of their top officials, Andrew McCabe, that initiated the conversation in the first place? Because it was all rigged, right? It was all rigged. And so when Adam Schiff and all these other feckless weasels don't want the memo to come out, think about this. Why don't they want you to see it? Don't they think you're smart enough to figure it out on your own? Huh? Or do they not know how to spin this one? And why is Andrew McCabe out of a job one day after his new boss, Christopher Wray, read this memo? Release the memo. I'm certain that the president won't hold it. I'm hoping he can order it released today. What a news cycle we will have. Come on, Mr. President. Release the memo. Let the American people see the truth. You know, Ivy says to me last night, she goes, you know what would be great? If he stood there during the State of the Union and read the entire memo to the nation. She said that would be an impressive move. For the President of the United States to read the entire memo from the House Intel Committee to the whole world. You know what? I think she's right. A woman's touch on this would be nice, wouldn't it? A woman's touch on this whole deal. This part of the program brought to you by Wolverine Water Systems, Michigan's premier water treatment company serving Michigan since 1947. Get your free water test today by going to WolverineWaterSystems.com. That's WolverineWaterSystems.com. Click the free water test button right there. Tell them Steve sent you. It's the Steve Gruber Show.